John Allpress was evacuated with his London school on the 1st of September 1939. He was 10 years old. Listen as he shares his experiences as an evacuee.
I remember that it must have been about the Thursday before war broke out. I think, if I recall, war broke out on a Sunday. I was evacuated, big double-decker buses, the red double-decker buses, masses of them outside the school, taking the whole school, lock, stock and barrel, teachers, pupils, everything. And we all went down to Wokingham. I don't remember very much about the journey other than the fact that I was terribly unhappy. The fact that this was really my first time away from any of my family. And it was an absolute tragedy that I was being taken away. I just couldn't understand it. Why have I got to leave my family? With all these children, some of them were my friends, most of them I didn't know anyway because it was quite a big school. There we were all herded away in these buses, miles away from home. And Wokingham's, what, about 40 miles from London? But it was the other end of the earth at that age. And I remember getting off the bus and going into a, I suppose it was what you'd call today a community centre in Wokingham. And there were all of these children sitting down who were given glasses of milk to drink and squash. It seemed quite pandemonium because it was a fairly smallish hall and there were all of these hundreds and hundreds of children. There couldn't have been, but everything is so much bigger when you're younger, seems so much bigger. And then parents started to come into the hall and we were allocated to, well, most of us were allocated to somebody that was going to be a foster parent. And people were coming and taking boys from this hall and they were disappearing. But I remember getting a bit anxious because the hall was gradually getting more and more empty. And there was me still sitting there with my little name tag on my lapel of my coat and my St. John Bowyer hat on, feeling terrified, not knowing what the dickens was going to happen. And I remember that there was just two of us left. So I must have been a right ugly duckling. Nobody wanted to know me. And eventually one lady agreed to take one extra after being pressed by one of the, I don't know what they called them then, billeting officers, I suppose. And I eventually found myself in a house in Wokingham with, I think it was a Mrs. Heinitz, something like that, who already had two children of her own. We weren't equal in the family. We were very much children up from London. And it was just a duty that these people accepted us.